Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day.
Hey, you guys. I'm sitting here trying to eat my lunch, and I had this, like, really dramatic conversation. Not dramatic, but I mean, like, me and my really, really good friend, like, he's, like, my best friend. We have these discussions. And when we're talking about the holier than thou group, the people that constantly post these scriptures and biblical quotes and God will punish you type of discussions, but in closed doors, they are living their own demons and devils and lying. Now, I always say here, everybody has a choice of their religion. It's perfectly fine with me. I don't discriminate towards anybody's religion. Whatever you practice, I believe in practicing a religion. I believe in having faith and prayer and meditation. Whatever gets you through the day, you need. I believe prayer is important because it is simply meditating your thoughts, grasping at a moment where your life can be so chaotic. Taking a moment to be thankful, acknowledging your faults, acknowledging others' faults, and giving your mind, body, and soul a chance to once again center itself. Because every day, listen, every day we go through life shuffling. We're like a seesaw. One day we're this way, we're super, super happy, super, super involved, but we still have issues, but we're masking it. And then we're on the other side to where we're fully depressed. We're fully visible that we're upset. We're fully visible that we're hurting, and we don't know how to get out of this. We teeter-totter with that every day, even if it's something simple. Like, what if you spill coffee on your dress or your suit? You're pissed. It's just a simple thing to teeter-totter you to a moment where you're just agitated. And so you screw up your whole day because you're just aggravated at that one point, that one moment that happened, instead of saying, screw it. It is what it is. You know, we every day we wake up, we go through a seesaw of our emotions. And the only time we finally, me personally, when you finally balance yourself is when you incorporate meditation, you incorporate prayer. And there's different forms of prayer. You can say a rosary, you can say a biblical quote, you can go to church, you can sit in your house and play music and clean, or you can paint, you can sculpt, you can, all these things are representation of prayer and meditation. I think that is whatever centers your mind to quiet all the chaotic things that are going on and make you just live in bliss. That is when you're centered. That is meditation. Regardless if you want to acknowledge that's what it is, that's what it is. Or sometimes it's like, people love driving. My brother is like, it was crazy. But, you know, living in Lake Charles when I was younger, there really wasn't things to do for like kids other than go to the park or like the Civic Center. So my brother would take me riding, and he had like this old school bill. So he would swerve in and out, you know, like in Houston, they swing. We used to swing in Lake Charles. We used to ride around and drive. Just drive. You know what I mean? It wasn't like we had a destination to go to. He just literally drove. And I felt at peace at that. So when we came, me and my brother, we both moved to Houston. And he used to do the same thing. He would, you know, pick a place. Or not even pick a place at all. He would just drive on the interstate and listen to music. And he'd be like, Ma, listen to this song. Oh, Ma, listen to this. Mom, listen to that, you know, that type of feeling. And I never really realized how important that was for him, because it was allowing him to find peace and center himself. Like, his life was crazy. And the only time he could feel at peace is when he was driving, you know, didn't matter the destination. That was his point of getting away. That's what he felt as his meditation, his prayer. And, you know, sometimes when he would drive and I wouldn't be in a car with him, I know he prayed. He would say, you know, thank God for having me to be alive, or whatever, or whatever. If you don't believe in God, that's on you. But at each point in your life, you have a meditation point where you're thankful. You say it in your head, or you say it aloud that you're thankful, or you're going through so much turmoil, you have to let it out. This happens. But as I say this, and I feel you guys in on this, I will also want you to understand that I never, and I fully want to express this, I never make myself out to be perfection. I'm not. Me and my friends have this thing, especially my friend Kejuan. Shout out to Kejuan. We say we trash. Or you know when the females call themselves B-I-T-C-H, I'm going to spell it. We call ourselves trash. Now, I'm not saying that I ain't nothing, I'm ugly, and I'm literally the trash. It's just a common joke, and it humbles us. And the reason why we say this is because we're basically saying, hey, I'm human. I have faults. I'm imperfect. I'm regular, yet I'm unique. Yet I'm special, but I am average. I know my balance, and I am me. That is why we say we trash. That's a full speech of why me and my best friend say we're trash. And people will look at me like, what the crap? Why are you saying we're trash? You're not trash, you know, but it's not like that. It's severely accepting that I am human and I am not perfect. I still mess up to this day. I still get in my feelings. I still have these emotions. I still go off. I still curse. I still get angry. I still get combative. I get protective. Like, I have all these characteristics within me. I'm not an always peaceful person. I'm not. I'm not going to sit up here and lie to you. I'm not, you know, I'm not always going to walk away from a fight. I'm always not going to run up to a fight. You know, like, I have moments in my life where I'm not even proud of. But the difference between me and the people are holier than within now, I want to help you, yes. And also, this is helping me. It's speaking my truth. It's letting everything out. It's letting me express myself. It's letting me heal. This is my form of meditation and healing through this podcast. But it's also an acknowledgement where someone messaged me today saying that they listened to my podcast and it was just an eye-opening moment for them. I'm so thankful for that. And I told them, I said, that is the purpose of my podcast, is to help heal. Help you heal, help me heal. This is a unity that we're having together, this moment. But I never want to paint the picture that I'm a perfect person. And when I say holier within thou, I'm not saying you don't have to read the Bible. I'm not saying you don't have to quote scriptures. I'm not saying you can't sing your favorite gospel song. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, don't throw stones at people and then hide your hands. When behind closed doors, you're trying to hide out all the skeletons in your closet so that you can remain a perfect person in the existence of this person that's supposed to be godly. I pause because I want that to settle. The reason I'm saying this is because whatever God you follow made you just the way you are for a reason. He placed the obstacles in your life. He placed turmoil in your life. He placed those drugs there. He placed that liquor there. He placed that cheating situation there. He placed you in prison. He placed you at all these places for a reason, to build you in and develop you to be a better person. So never try to hide from that. But then as soon as you feel awakened, don't ever forget where you came from. Like, we had one of a really good homegirl. And I remember, like, she was fully out, you know, gay or whatever. And then she decided, you know, her sister passed away. She decided to turn her life over to God, which I'm thankful for, because her and her sister were so close. I understood how hurtful that was for her. The one thing I did not like is that on social media, she's so godly and so holy. But in closed doors, like, she's so godly, holy, telling all the gay people she used to be friends with, you're demons, you're going to hell, and all this negative stuff about these people who are just living their lives that you were once friends with. And now you're just saying all kind of things, but behind closed doors, you still got a girlfriend that you're trying to hide in the closet. that you want no one to know, but we know. And she's getting sick and tired of you out in public banishing, quoting scriptures, being vindictive to everyone else because you're holy now. And in your household, you're the same person before you became holy. That's something I don't like. That is one thing I don't like. Like I said, you can worship any God you want to. You can go to church and do whatever. Everybody has their own spiritual connection to whatever. I get that. I understand that. But don't throw stones and hide your hands and act like you don't have a past or you don't have a current situation that you're dealing with. And you're a perfect person. Because in any scripture, Bible, religion you have, all of these religious figures were not perfect individuals. They, if you read every story of each heroic person, even if you just believe in Greek mythology, which I actually like Greek mythology, but I always, we're not even going to get technical with that. But each god was imperfect. Zeus was the biggest king of earth. I mean, king of all of the gods. And he was sleeping with everybody. He reproduced so much. They had so many semi-gods. It was ridiculous. His wife was so sick of him. She was trying to kill half of them, but she just got tired. I was like, you know what? It is what it is. Just don't come to the house. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know, and I'm not going to go to the Bible because then people are going to want to throw stones at me. But I'm just saying, every scripture you read, whether you want to turn it negatively towards your own insane vendetta, that's fine. But every character that we idolize has had imperfections and found their way and decided after finding their way to uplift, encourage, motivate, and spread love to change the world. After what they've been through, they want to show something different. They feel like it's a calling, which it is. It is a calling. The calling is to basically be different from what the outside world is giving you. And for you to change your environment, you have to become what you want your environment to be. So I'm a loving, caring, forgiving person. Yes. So I do that for other people. I give that out. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, because I also have to realize that that other person has never had that in their life, so I can't fault them for it. But I take that loss into my little vault, accept it as growth, and move forward, because at the end of the day, whether they realize it or not, I did touch their life and I did bless them and do what my purpose was. We all have a purpose. Whether it ends up being what you want it or not to be, we all have a purpose. We all have a story to tell. We all have demons. We all have fears. We all have, again, nobody is perfect. And I want people to understand that nobody is holier within thou. Nobody is. I don't know why people sum up in their minds that you're better than someone else. And me personally, I'm going to just tell you this. Me personally, I don't attend a church. It's not because I don't believe in religion. I'm a very spiritual person. I believe in prayer. I believe in meditation. Me and my God talk a lot. But I don't like to go to a church where there are people looking at me, judging me when we're supposed to be in here coming together. That's one. And I'm not saying I'm never going to go to church. I just haven't found one that speaks to my spirit. I don't want to go to a church that is actually operating like a business and not actually a worship to help others. I haven't found that church yet. If y'all have recommendations, hit me up and send it to my DMs. I have no problem going. I will go. But that is my belief. That's my intuition. That's my feelings. And the people I'm listening to, you might have found an amazing religion, amazing church, profound, that's changed your life. And I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for you. And the reason I'm happy for you, because you found a religion or spiritual connection to something to believe in to help center you. I think that's what religion is. I think even spirituality, it's basically a metaphor or a direction to center yourself. Whether you think meditation is prayer or whether you think prayer is meditation, it's all the same. Working out. If you stress out, you go work out. It's meditation. It's getting away. You relieve all that stress and anger, and then after you work out, you feel great. Yoga. You can stress all those muscles out, which, mind you, I tried to do it. It hurts me. But you can stretch all those muscles out, and when you're done, you're so relaxed. You're so calm. You're so settled. The peace that you get from whatever you do, whether you go to church and you heard the word and you leave out of that building feeling blessed and consumed with happiness, that is the only thing that I want everyone to do. Find something that captivates you, that literally sends you to the moon and makes you center yourself. Balance, people. When I say balance is so important, you can't have the yin without the yang. You can't be happy and not angry. You can't have love without hatred. You can't have, you just can't have flowers without fire. Like, you literally cannot have one without the other. Balance is so important. Balance is important for understanding, but everybody's balance is different. Everybody has their own trial, tribulation, their own journey to walk through. Because if we all walk through the same journey, will we ever really learn a lesson? Or why are we even designed to be all different if we all walk the same path? It doesn't make any sense. So I want the people, if you find your peace, you find your balance, that's amazing. But never forget where you came from. No, you don't have to scold somebody because you've changed. No, man. And that's the crazy part. When you make a drastic change in your life, right? You will have people you thought sat at your table leave. And you can't get mad at them because you have to realize that was a seasonal person, not a lifetime person. And with change, you will lose things. Things that are not meant to have in your life for that change, for that purpose, for that reason. Things that aren't meant to happen for that reason. Things that are people that will not help you get to the next level for your peace. Because every year you grow, you learn, you're getting closer to finding peace within yourself. Point I'm getting at, like, before a person dies, right? You ever been to the hospital and watch people so sick? And right before they close their eyes, you see a joy in them that you've never seen before in their life. Like, my grandfather was the happiest person alive. And the days before he died, he made sure he told everybody that came in the room, "I love you. I will see you again. You're my baby. I care for you." He made sure he said it, but because he knew he was going to die, but he found so much peace in himself and he was so centered to where the growth within him allowed him to accept his death and pass in peace. Right before a person gets shot, right? And they're on their deathbed and, you know, they're like, "I didn't know this was going to happen to me." There's a slight moment where they smile, they shed a tear. That's them finding peace. All I'm saying is that before you get to a point where you pass away, find your peace now. Center yourself now. Because it's going to happen eventually, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whatever happens. But I mean, peace is happiness. And you're not always going to have peace. Like I said, every day we wake up, we're teeter-tottering over sanity and insanity. But every day we must find balance. Every day we must find balance. Find your balance.
In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl, Shelby Henning, signing off. Have a good one, y'all.